y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And today on the podcast, we have Tori joining us.
Tori is one of the nicest people we have ever met, and we know her from our youth group.
If you enjoy this episode, follow us and comment so we can chat with you. We are now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Casts.
We just started a website for this podcast, which is super cute, and we will link it in this episode's description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends if you enjoy it.
Now let's jump into our 8th episode.
Welcome, Tori, to the God's Girls podcast. We are so glad we get to talk to you today.
Hey, thank y'all for having me. Y'all are such young inspirers, and it's a beautiful thing that you're doing. And I'm sure that this is going to be an enormous outreach ministry for you guys, and it's amazing. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
Well, I am a young, aspiring writer myself, and I enjoy listening to podcasts, so this is a 10 out of 10 idea.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
So to start today, we are going to ask you a couple of faith-based questions.
Alrighty. Hit me with it.
When do you believe you have been the strongest in your faith?
I believe I think that my faith grows whenever I go through hard times, because looking back on what I've been through, it's like, well, you know, I made it through. But to be honest, I think that what is ahead of me is going to grow me a lot more than what I'm going through now, because I still live under my parents' roof and I haven't gone off to college or to live on my own yet. And so I think that, honestly, I'm still a baby in the faith, but I think the year that I was the strongest, I would say maybe my sophomore year, just everything was going right. I had been through some stuff, but things were going right. And I just think that my sophomore year was probably the year that I was just rock solid. And I still am, but, you know, obviously a lot of stuff is happening right now, and it just, I think that it's going to grow me, but right now, when I'm in the fire, you know, I can't really see what's ahead. I just know that it takes a lot of pressure to form a diamond, so.
I love that positive perspective, because you could just look at all of the negative things going around and think, why does God do this to me? But instead you look at it and think that it's just growing my faith, another way my faith is going to grow and that I'm going to mature. And I just love that. That's so cool.
Well, thank you. I am not perfect at it, sister. I just had a breakdown yesterday, but I think that we're all only human. And so you still have to process how you feel. But at the same time, it's all about remembering where your joy is. Your joy is not in your circumstances. Your joy is in your heart, because the Lord put it there.
Yeah. I was actually just reading a Bible study that was talking about joy and how true joy is found in the Lord. And if you find it in worldly things, you're going to be let down a lot, which I love that you just said that, because that message really hit me hard. I like stuff. Can be a hoarder sometimes, which isn't a good habit to establish. So I've been trying to let go with more stuff lately, and it can be very hard for me to detach myself from some just material object. So finding joy in the world is something I've found myself doing a lot. So I love that you brought that up. Thank you for talking about that.
Oh, you're so welcome, and that's beautiful and mature that you recognize that. Trust me, none of us are perfect. We all have that area that needs improvement. For me, it's my temper. I have a temper, believe it or not. I was born a strawberry blonde, and my temper shows it sometimes. But I'll tell you what, I just always remember, like, we're all only human, and Jesus died for us because we're all only human, and that's who God made us to be, dependent on Him. So you just got to keep taking it one step at a time.
Definitely. So our next question is, where do you feel closest to God? And if you want to say why, that's great too.
Oh, yeah. personally, so since I told you I started I've been driving for about 2 years now, really more than that, probably about three. Started driving with my learner's permit when I was 15, but then I got my driver's license, and honestly, I think that I feel the closest to God when I am out in nature, whether that be when I'm driving with the windows down and I can smell like campfires and, you know, honeysuckle, because, you know, I don't really live out in the country, but like the way you get to my house from, say, Bossier or Blanchard or Shreveport or Halton, like, it's all very scenic. And so the idea of just looking around and seeing God's creation, like, that's when I feel the closest to Him. And there's also a park that is really close to my house. It's about 15 minutes away, and it's on the lake. And recently, due to COVID, like, it had been closed for a little, but there's some beautiful trails, and there's a dock that leads out to Caddo Lake. And I just feel really close to God out in His creation, because there's so much beauty and there's so much majesty and wonder. Like, I think everybody connects to the Lord differently, but I think that with the mindset that I normally have, just very inquisitive, I love to discover new things, and I'm awestruck by nature. I think that right there is what captures my attention, and it makes me feel, I remember Mr. Ben said, for anybody who may be listening, that's our preacher, he has this quote on Facebook that I love, and it describes how I feel whenever I'm out in nature, and it says, wandering in wonder, and I love that. That's how I feel. I think that God gives us this freedom to choose who we are in Him, and what I'd like to, you know, what I see myself as is, like, inquisitive. I like to imagine, and I feel just like my mind can soar when I'm outside in nature, and I feel like that's where I connect to God the most. I feel the closest to Him when I'm out in His creation.
I actually think it's really cool that you like being out in nature. Personally, if I go outside, I do love looking at all the beauty and being thankful for the world that God has given us to live in. But I get eaten up by mosquitoes, I can't go outside very often and actually be just peaceful, because every second I'm getting eaten by mosquitoes. It's not very fun, but I do love nature. It's beautiful. But as a person that gets eaten alive, I love that other people get to enjoy it, because I don't often get to just sit out and enjoy it.
Or she gets sunburned. It's one or the other.
I know that feeling, sis. The other day I was out on my porch for a couple hours one night with a friend, and I had so many red bugs attack the bottom of my legs. Like, it was miserable, but I still had a really good time. But it's just, I know exactly what you're talking about, because it rains and it drags them all into our porch. So anyways, I've been there.
I understand how that, you know, makes you feel like that, because my grandfather would take us camping, us grandchildren, and me, Alexa, and Grace, and my little brother, Rapid, and we would all go, and he would wake us up at, like, 7 in the morning. We would all go sit outside, and he would read us, like, Bible stories out of this children's book. Aww. And, like, I just remember just sitting there, just, like, eating some, like, raisin bread, you know, just sitting outside. But we don't go camping a lot anymore.
That's so precious.
I've been trying to talk him into taking us again, but he just...
Well, that is a precious memory. I have a lot of precious memories with my grandfather. He took me, him and my dad took me on my first fishing trip, and that's been one of my best memories, so I totally get that. Actually, whenever I went on my first fishing trip, I feel like that is something that God kind of used, if you will, because I recently lost my grandfather, and that was actually at that park I was telling y'all about. My dad and my grandfather taught me how to fish there when I was in the first grade. And I remember you know, being like, wow, you know, a worm on a hook. And just looking back, that's one of my favorite childhood memories. Because I will always say that my grandfather is my fishing buddy, because he's the one that taught me how to fish. And
that's sweet.
I miss him, I do, but I feel like that's one way that God has just taken a broken situation and reminded me how blessed I was to have my grandfather as long as I, you know, did. And so that's one of my favorite memories as well.
What is your favorite Christian song and why?
So I have several. I have a lot. I have an entire playlist. But if I had to choose, so can I give you two?
Sure.
Okay. So my favorite mellow, just completely surrounded and completely awestruck by worship, just that one would have to be Here Again by Elevation Worship, because it's very, it starts out slow and I don't want to say melancholy, because obviously, you know, your faith in the Lord, like, that's amazing, but it starts out very calm, and then toward the end of the song, so many voices are singing with the lead singer of Elevation Worship, and it's just beautiful because they're all singing about how much they love the Lord, and they're asking the Holy Spirit to fill up the room, and that's amazing to me. Because, I mean, there's nothing more important in this world than being close to our Creator, so just that song blows me away. I think it's beautiful. My favorite high energy, just jumping around, full of joy worship song would have to be, what is that? Glorious Day by Passion. I love that song. It's beautiful. It captures what it's like, I think, to have childlike faith and just jumping around and dancing for joy and smiling and just going absolutely crazy because you love the Lord so much and you have all the hope in the world. I love that song too. They played that at Camp Fuego my sophomore year, and I instantly made a connection with it because everyone there was jumping around and just going insane because we all just love the Lord and have all the reason in the world to smile. So I love that one as well.
What was the first Elevation Worship song titled again?
Here Again.
I've actually never heard that song before. I definitely need to check it out after this, but I've heard Glorious Day, and that is definitely a great and very peppy, like, energetic song. I actually do like that song. They used to play it at my school in chapel all the time to get us energized for the day. It was like our energized song that would just wake us up, and we would have a dance to it and all that. It was such a great song then, and it still is now. So that song is definitely at the top of my list too.
So VBS, the year of, like, the Game On thing, you know, that one. Mm-hmm. I went to two different churches for that. I went to ours, and then I went to my friend's church with her. And so they do, they have, like, live, like, instruments and stuff. And so they have, like a lead singer dude, and he was singing it, and Glorious Day. And it's a really good song. And then I heard it somewhere else. I don't know where, though.
It's played a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So the next question is, how have you grown in your faith throughout the past year?
Are you talking about just specifically 2020?
Or 2019 to 2020, just the past, like, recent year.
Okay, well, so looking back, I see what, like I said before, what God has brought me through, because in 2019, I lost my grandmother, my dad's mom. That was very difficult. Then, you know, in 2020, I lost my grandfather, then, you know, one of my favorite teachers. And, you know, in May of 2019, like, lost a friend my age, then lost another friend this year. So just, it's been a lot of losses it's been a lot of heartache. I was just talking about this with my mom last night. It doesn't help, you know, dealing with mental illness. And so from the outside looking in, it's like, you know, everybody seems to have it together but you, you know. But really, that's just not the case. We all have our baggage just in different suitcases. And I just look at all of mine and I'm like, you know, it's different than other people's. But at the same time, I look at all the milestones and I'm like, you know, God really carried me through this time. Because, you know, say maybe you guys are going through something tough. Well, that's not the first, you know, time that you've been sad. And so you can look back at the last time that something seemed to really fall apart. But you look and you say, well, obviously I was carried through it because here I am. I'm over it. I'm done with it. And it's part of my testimony now. And I think that God works all things together for good. I believe that. It says that in the Bible. It says God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I think that's Romans 8:28. I could be wrong. That might actually be the one with that says there's no condemnation in Jesus. But it's somewhere in Romans, I believe. And that is so true because it feels like when you're going through something that your tears are wasted and you're hurting for no reason, but that is not the case because it's a part of your testimony. And let me tell you what my mom told me that makes so much sense is people do not relate to people who act like they have it all together. If you are open about your brokenness, the more the light gets through, the more God can use you and use what you've been through to impact others. Because if you, you know, have this surface of, you know, oh, I don't struggle ever. Like, what do you mean? Then nobody is gonna relate to you. Nobody's gonna be able to connect with you. So the fact that you struggle makes you human and it lets you relate and connect to the whole rest of the human race.
I actually saw an Instagram post on a Bible Instagram I'm following that was talking about how through your struggles, someone else will believe. So what you just said really does resonate with me. And I used to, well, I still do believe like all this perfectionist. I'm a huge perfectionist and I just want my life to be perfect. I want everything to be perfect and I want everyone else to seem like my life is perfect. But through the past year, especially during quarantine, I've definitely taken that Instagram post about through your struggles, others will believe, and being more raw with other people has really helped. Like, it's grown more this past quarantine because I've had to do more phone calls and I'm not just at school with my friends. We call during the day more often and we have more interactions that are out of the formal setting of school. So it's easier to be more raw with them and they've seen more of the realistic side, I guess, of my life and not just when I go to school, everything needs to be perfect. And it's been hard to let that go in my life this past year, but I can definitely resonate with what you said. I really do love that. And it's similar to what you said in your first answer about how like you've grown through the struggles, which I am very inspired by. And I hope that when I have struggles, I will be able to grow as well in my faith.
Well, thank you so much, Alexa. You guys are so precious, and I'm so honored that you guys chose me to be on your podcast. That means a lot.
You're welcome. How have you seen God work in your life?
Well, okay, so I think that we see God work whenever we choose to do something nice for someone else at the expense of ourselves. It's like whenever you do something out of the goodness of your heart and because you want to and because you want to be a generous, cheerful giver, then I just see such beautiful doors open. An example is the other day at McAllister's, there was this lady. And she was helping serve us after church. And I was like, you know, she kind of has a bad attitude. Like, I'm not allowed to treat people like that where I work. But, you know, of course, I didn't say anything to her about it because, you know, I was like, I want to be polite and kind and understanding. But my dad was like, you really don't know the day she could be having. And so I was like, you know, you're right. So I went to the bathroom to wash my hands before we ate. And the lady walked in and I was like, oh, she's frowning, you know, okay, well, I don't really know what she's going through, but still, that's kind of obnoxious. Like, does she hate her job? And I'm like, this typical, you know, American way to look at things with your blinders on. And all of a sudden she locks herself in the stall and starts bawling. And I'm like, I turn off the water and I'm like, is she crying? And, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm praying for you. You know, I'm Tori, you know, you don't know me. But then I'm like, you know, maybe, just maybe, if I wrote her a note and she could keep it with her, that would mean a lot. So I took a receipt where we had our list of what we bought and wrote her a note like, hey, I'm Tori, I know you don't know me, but I'm willing to be a listening ear if you need it. I wrote my number and I gave her, you know, a little bit of cash because I know working in the food industry is hard and you're underpaid and it just sucks sometimes. And so I stepped out of my comfort zone, knocked on the door. I said, is there any chance you could tell me what stall you're in? She said, the big stall. And I said, any chance you could open the door? And so she opened the door and I gave her the note and I hugged her and made one of the most remarkable connections in my entire life. And I'm so glad that I stepped out of that bitterness that I had going, thinking, you know, what is her problem? Because you know what? That reiterated a lesson that I already knew. And it's that you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the most amazing connections that I've ever made. So to answer your question, how have I seen God work? I see God work whenever I put down my selfish ideas and my selfish, it has to go this way. This is my plan. I'm sticking to it. Like, I put aside this amount of money for me and, of course, this amount of money for church. Like, sometimes whenever you just step out of the box of what you have planned and what you have set aside in your mind and you just think, you know, somebody really just probably needs a smile today, it changes your perspective when you start to kind of, I don't want to say let your guard down, but you start to kind of realize, well, you know, maybe there's more to life than just you wake up, you go to work, you make money, and you put aside 10% for church. Because maybe that 10% that you put in the church offering can be used to make someone smile or to make someone's day. You know, human connection. I see God work in my life through human connection. That is my biggest area that I see him just do big things.
That's incredible. Like, that story was amazing. And I know if I were put in that situation, I probably wouldn't have been had the guts to do that. But that reminded me of something. Oh, you're welcome. That reminded me of something that I was on a Zoom with Kathleen a few months ago, which that's our youth minister's wife, for those of you who don't know. And she was talking about how she was at church one day and she felt called to talk to this certain person because she looked like she never met anyone before. She was just had this feeling she needed to talk to her, but she never did. And ever since, I don't even think they were going to our church at this point. They had just gotten married. She's just felt that calling that she should have talked to that person, and that if God is calling you to do something for another person, a kind act, then you should definitely listen to it, because God's choosing everyone out of that area. Like, he's choosing you to do his will, and that should be an honor, and you should never take it for granted. And that really reminded me of what you said. So I've heard that multiple times, and now I definitely feel the need to do that for someone. So hopefully next time I will actually have the courage to go up to a person who may have a hard day or may have just had something rough going on in their life in general.
Right. Well, that is amazing. And I'll tell you what, the second that you choose that is the second your whole day, your whole week is just made. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. And I know that your personality is so sweet and so kind and so timid, but you know what? I also think that God wired us all differently and that all of our different personalities can be used for his glory.
I totally agree. All our different gifts, everything can just be used differently. Do you have any prayer requests that we could be praying for you?
Just my family after losing my grandfather. Just my family, you know, in general. Just the world.
We'll definitely keep that in our prayers. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for letting Tori be on the podcast today. We pray over her family. We know that they have lost their Bapa, and we mourn their loss with them. But we pray that you will help them to recover from his death and live life for you.
We pray over the world in this pandemic that everyone stays safe and healthy. We also pray over our listeners and any prayer requests they may have.
Thank you for everyone listening, and we pray that they will all have a great and blessed day that is pleasing to you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for being on the podcast today.
You're so welcome. It's been amazing.
Remember to follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
If you have any questions or prayer requests for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab, email us, or DM us on Instagram.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Thank you for listening, and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.